Welcome back to Webcamps TV Live here at Comash 2011. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking with some of the industry leaders out there on web development, and I'm glad to be joined by Nils Hartvig from Embraco again. And we're going to talk a bit about Embraco in depth, building on the conversation we had in the panel. Now, to start off with, you've traveled a long way for this conference, haven't you, Nils? Where do you come from?
I come from Copenhagen, Denmark. Which is a country about the size of this venue.
It's like a water park, you mean?
Yeah.
Excellent. Maybe you're used to the kind of climate here. I mean, it's just for people who aren't familiar with the climate in Ohio in January, it's very cold and there's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Were you shocked by the climate here when you arrived?
No, I feel at home.
You feel at home? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Well, we're glad to welcome you here. Let's talk about some of the goals you've got for the next version of Embraco and what you see as being really important to your users and your developers.
So in the version coming up in June or the version we just released?
The version you just released. So what were some of the design goals behind that?
There was two things. So it's not a major version. It's a 0.1 release. So it used to be 4.5. Now it's 4.6. But the major design goal was that, so Embraco is used on more than 85,000 websites, including some like really insanely big brands like Heinz.com and Hershey's.com,
wow,
the Davis Cup site. And all these big sites are using the platform. But what could be really interesting is why shouldn't much smaller sites use this platform? And it's been, let's just be completely honest, it's been some of a learning curve. And you haven't gotten much help when you installed Embraco.
Okay.
So the very first design goal with 4.6 or Juno, as the code name is, has been to make it easier to install, to be able to have pre-installed functionality. So during the install process, you've been asked, do you want a sample site, which could be either like a really simple standard site, a blog, a personal site with a gallery, a business site with news, contact forms, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we made a skinning engine on top of that where we got some kick-ass design agencies to make some really beautiful skins for us.
Excellent.
So we got some really professional looking skins. And those skins can have placeholders. So you install Embraco, you say, yeah, I want a business site looking like this, but then I can click one button and you got a color palette and you can just change colors in mm-hmm. the skins. So even though we don't have like thousands of skins like WordPress have, it's very configurable skins.
Right.
So that was one thing. And then the other was supporting Razer, because it's just heaven sent.
Why do you say that? What do you like about Razer so much?
Because anyone can pick it up. I mean, anyone who can do HTML can pick up Razer. It's fluent in the sense that you can just understand what's going on. So earlier you've either been forced to make your own .NET controls, or you can use a transformation language called XLT, mm-hmm. which some people love, some people find maybe just a little bit annoying to write. But the thing is with Razer, it's just it's so remarkable, beautiful when you look at the code. So you can do for each va photo in model.children, mm. and then just do unordered list and just say photo dot image path, for instance. I mean, you really have no doubts of what's going on.
Yep.
So supporting that, and then make it really nicely integrated with the whole web matrix experience was like, if we can have this, we got this really, really awesome platform that really deserves more traction. But in order to get that, people need to have a really great first-time experience.
Right. And web matrix must help there.
Definitely. Like
that stepping stone to actually getting deployed and installed.
Right? If you think just 5 years back what it took to build websites, today you go to Microsoft.com/web, click a green button, and you press yes a couple of times, boom, you got web matrix. Then you go into web matrix saying create new project based on gallery, you click an Embraco icon, you click yes a couple of more times, and boom, you got a website.
Yep.
And then you click a button, it's up running, and you got this new Umbrago installer experience. You just say, oh, yeah, I would like a business side. I would like this skin, but my logo is green, so I'm just going to change the background a little. Once that's done, you can click another button in WebMatrix and say deploy. And it says, oh, what's your host? I don't know. And then you click another button and you say, oh, that host looks nice and cheap.
Yep.
And
there you go.
I'm also about to say fucking email. And with the hosting information.
I knew I'd have to beep you out.
Sorry, it's live. I'm European. I'm allowed to do that. And then it's actually deployed. You can tell it really excites me because it's the feeling when you build this product that relies on so many components in the Microsoft infrastructure.
Yeah.
And I mean, our forum used to be polluted by questions of people who needed to configure SQL Server. And then Web Gallery came, and a ton of those questions disappeared. And now you get WebMatrix. So
we can monitor the success of what we're doing by the number of questions that we're not getting on your forums almost.
Yeah, I talked to, I think it was Bill Stables. I mentioned this. I said, I mean, we can literally. the forum activity on the Umbrago forum has just been climbing. And then all of a sudden there was like a tiny decline. Mm-hmm. And we actually realized that you could tell that was when the Web Gallery was launched, right. And we changed our default download.
Fantastic. Some questions from Twitter, because Twitter's lighting up. If you've got questions for Niels, then hit up at WebCamps and type in your question, and we'll pop it up here soon. So a question for you, and this relates back to your big customers that you mentioned earlier on. How large can you scale Umbrago? How big does it go?
I have no clue, but I mean, there's sites like Davis Cup runs on Umbrago and performed perfectly doing the Davis Cup finals.
So big then.
Yeah, Vogue. I would say in terms of traffic, probably infinite. It depends on your server.
That's a bold claim right there.
We are on Asia, right? and in terms of content, Umbrago can handle about 250,000 pages.
Very cool.
So it scales pretty big.
Another question from Twitter for you. How will Razor impact how Umbrago uses XSLT? Is it complementary, supplementary, or an overhaul? And you've got to answer this in a minute, by the way, because I've got another question for you.
Yeah, okay, sure. I think it's complementary. There's people who likes XSLT, and you can do stuff in XSLT, and especially XPath, which is a querying language, which you can do in Razor. But I would assume that 80 to 90% of people who are new to Umbrago would definitely prefer Razor over XSLT.
Okay, very good. Now, final question for you before we wrap up. The future of Joomla, looking at the June release, I think it is, that you've got coming up, what's going to be the big change there?
Totally rewrite.
What's the foundation?
MVC. MVC 3, okay. ASP.NET MVC 3, it's a complete rewrite of Umbrago.
And why have you decided to use MVC 3? What's been the reasons behind that?
Well, instant love. MVC.
Instant love and fame.
No, MVC is like coming home. Uh-huh. So I'm a web developer at heart. I've always done web development. Got into web forms because all of a sudden you could do a ton of cool stuff. On the .NET platform as opposed to classic ASP and COM objects. I've never got used to the whole controls web form thing.
Or lack of control.
Well, the .NET controls idea. MVC, it's just, I mean, I love it. Plus, I love it from a more front-end web development perspective.
Because of that separation between... Yeah. And the views,
And the software engineers in the core team loves it because of the testing, obviously the cleanness, the way it supports IOC, mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Right. Now, apart from Razor, what's your favorite feature in MVC 3?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
That would be as I'm not the one driving the version 5 mm-hmm. development, I wouldn't be able to say that. I don't have my hands that.
Okay.
I mean, I've spent.
You mentioned IOC there, though.
Yeah.
That appeals.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I've the past long time I've tried to stop control and give it to some of the guys in the core team who's real software engineers. I'm just like a happy coder, hacker kind of guy.
Fantastic, Niels. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today. It's great to have you on Webcams TV Live here at CodeMash. Now, guys, we're going to take it back to Redmond, where we've got Bilal Aslam talking about the new publishing capabilities in WebMatrix. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Webcamps TV. Today, we're joined by Bilal Aslam, who's going to talk to us about the new publishing capabilities in WebMatrix. Welcome, Bilal. Just tell everybody at home who you are, what you do at Microsoft.
Hi, James and everybody who's watching. Thank you for watching. I'm a program manager at Microsoft. I work on WebMatrix and also on WebDeploy.
Well, let's dive into a demo without further ado.
Knowing your love for cupcakes, I have actually created a site called James Cupcakes.
Very nice.
So. What we're going to do is let's just make sure it runs locally, looks good locally. All right, there we have
it. Getting hungry already.
There we go. So now I'm very excited to show this to the world, and I want to show you how WebMatrix makes this really simple. So what I'm going to do is, very briefly, let's take a quick look at what you would do if you wanted to find a web hosting provider. You just click Find Web Hosting from within WebMatrix, and that'll actually take you to a web page which has a rich gallery of web hosting providers. You can sort them, filter them by price, by region, by the type of server that you want. It's all there. But let's say I already signed up for a web hosting provider. Now, WebMatrix compatible web hosting providers will send you an email which contains a settings file. Now, this settings file contains all the information you need to publish your site either using FTP or using the preferred method, which is WebDeploy. So let's see what happens. I just click Publish. And this dialog comes up. It looks a little scary. There are a lot of settings, but thanks to our web hosting provider partners, we have a settings file which we can import. So I'm now going to click Import Published Settings. And I have saved my profile over here. It's called Web Host Published Settings. And there you go. Everything is just filled out automatically.
That is autofill, but
yep.
For WebMatrix. I love it.
Yep. So now what I do is I click Validate Connection. Notice that my site has an SDF database. It's just a file. Well, FTP can transfer that file. Let's make it more challenging by going to the Databases tab, clicking bakery.sdf. Let's migrate this to a local SQL Express server. So now this database, the database associated with this application, is no longer going to be a file. It's going to be an actual SQL database.
So the tool handles all of this for me. I don't have to do any of the migration.
There you go. It's actually just took around a second.
Wow.
Now. If you were just using FTP or if you were using some other tool to transfer your database, you would need to jump through a few hoops. You need to script out your database, connect to the remote database, somehow run the script on the remote database. With WebMatrix, it's actually really simple. So let's go back in, import our settings, because remember, we had canceled out earlier. And notice that when I import my settings, my connection string is actually filled out. This is great because my SQL connection string is coming from the settings file. I don't have to figure out how to type out a connection string.
I'll just click on the connection string because I love this new little feature that we have in. Look at that. So you don't have to search through the long string. You can just type all the fields and out there in the dialog. It's nice.
There you go. Now what I can do is I can hit validate connection again. Now at this point, WebMatrix is actually connecting to the remote database, and it's actually making sure that you will be able to transfer this database. Now it says connected successfully. Let's save our settings, and now let's try to publish our site. Okay. This is one of my favorite features personally. It's called Publish Compatibility. What Publish Compatibility does behind the scenes is that it actually uploads a few test pages, with your permission, of course, to your site, which it'll delete when it's done. And it makes sure that things like the database is accessible. It makes sure that your ASP.NET version is correct. And if it's not, it actually switches the .NET version of your site remotely to make sure it's correct. So let's go ahead and hit yes. Now we're going to WebMatrix. Is running these compatibility checks, and we can see it's checking your database, and it just takes a few moments. It's available, ASP.NET is available, it's working, and HTML is working. Okay, so now at this point, let's hit continue. Now what happens is that you see a preview of what you're going to actually transfer. So let's go ahead and hit continue and see what happens. Now you'll notice that progress is showing up at the bottom of the screen. At this point, the transfer has started. It's just going to take as long as it needs to. Pretty much depends on the connection with your host.
And it's done.
And it's done.
That was quick.
So let's go ahead and see our fantastic new website. And there it is, James. As you can see, it's on. It's actually online.
Excellent.
There you go. That's publishing.
Fantastic. So what are your top three things about publishing WebMatrix?
Sure. So top three things are, number one, we have a set of great web hosting provider partners who provide the best experience of WebMatrix. You can discover that from that list of hosting providers from within WebMatrix. Number two, getting publishing set up with WebMatrix is literally a two-step, actually a one-step process. Just import your settings. And number three, WebMatrix, especially when you're using WebDeploy from within WebMatrix to do your publishing, it transfers files, databases, security descriptors, pretty much everything that needs to make your application work.
Very nice. So for more information and to download WebMatrix, just head to Microsoft.com/web and you'll be able to download WebMatrix. Bilal, thanks very much for spending the time.
Thank you.